With this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, September 19th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, Tuesday wrapped up the 2024 Northwest Iowa National Invitational. We promise you some interviews with some of the coaches and golfers, and we'll bring in those to you here today. Starting on the women's side, where the Texas Wesleyan University women claimed the title at the Northwest Iowa National Invitational by a whopping 29 strokes. The Rams finished 13 strokes under par as a team, with all six golfers placing in the top 10 individually. Texas Wesleyan head coach Kevin Milliken says his team is being rewarded well for their hard work.
I think it's a testament to how hard they work. These girls, they're not only are they playing, you know, as well as they are on the golf course, but they're also the highest GPA in our athletic department out of 21 sports. It just shows a lot of their character and their work ethic, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. It's a lot of fun to be associated with them.
And with so many strong golfers on the team, it would be understandable if there was some jealousy of some of the top golfers on the roster, but that's not the case for the Rams, who have now won two consecutive tournaments to start the season. Coach Milliken says everyone on the team golfs well and wants what is best for the team.
They all have the same goal, and they're all rooting for each other, and there's not a lot of inter-team competition in that regard, because they want each of the players to play well. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of a team like this. It's a lot of fun to have this kind of success. It's our second win in a row, McKenna's second win in a row, and we're tickled to start the season this way.
Texas Wesleyan has become a mainstay of the National Invitational Tournament here in Lamar since its inception in 2019. The Rams have to travel far every year, making the trek from Fort Worth, Texas to compete at Willow Creek Golf Course. But Coach Milliken says he would not want to leave the event off the schedule because of the great support Lamar gives the tournament.
It's the people in the town. Everybody comes out for this tournament. You know, there's more volunteers at this tournament than we see at any other event. And we have a great time here, and the town just really comes out for us.
The Rams are the number 5 women's golf team in the NAIA this season. They'll host their own tournament in Fort Worth on Monday next week to continue their season. And of course, with how dominant the Ram team was, it would only feel right to have the individual title go to Texas Wesleyan this week as well. And that happened with the Rams top golfer McKenna Junkin leading the field start to finish to claim the individual title. She finished 8 strokes under par. With the Rams being a mainstay at the tournament, Junkin has gotten to compete at Willow Creek last year as a freshman, and she says that experience helped her improve her outing as a sophomore to win the tournament.
It's definitely really nice to be able to, like, know where to hit it and stuff, like know kind of what your strategy is before going into it, but then, and just knowing, having more experience really helps a lot whenever you're under pressure and stuff, especially this time. And so, yeah, it was really nice being able to go out there and just have a good time and not worry about, okay, where do I need to hit this? Because I already know.
The win continues a strong start for Junkin, who also won the individual title at Texas Wesleyan's season opening meet in Fort Worth. She says this start can be credited to the hard work she's put into her game.
I put a lot of hard work, a lot of just blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point. It didn't come easy. It just took a lot of hard work, a lot of time out of my day, and just everything. And so I'm just so grateful for that.
And Junkin was like many golfers in town this week who enjoyed their time immensely. The Burleson, Texas native says everything about the tournament, of course, including the ice cream as well, makes it a special opportunity.
My time out here was great. My favorite part is getting ice cream at Blue Bunny. The community is awesome. Everybody here is so nice and just so welcoming. And the course, it was in great condition. I loved the greens. I really like putting on fast greens. They were super firm, and just like there was a grass, and it's just everything. So it was awesome. All the conditions, everything here was great. I had so much fun, and it was a blessing to be here.
And no doubt the Rams will be coming back to Lamar's here next year with defending champions, both as a team and individual, next season. Well, on the men's side of the National Invitational Tournament, it went the way of a newcomer to the field this season on the team side. That would be Oklahoma City University, who made their debut in the National Invitational Tournament this year and won it, with the team shooting just one stroke over par for the 54-hole tournament. But the Stars were ahead by a lot more than that. They were 11 strokes under par after the first 36 holes on Monday and had a commanding lead of 21 strokes over second place finisher Texas Wesleyan. Head coach Blake Trimble says while things got hairy late, he was proud of the guys for finishing and coming away with the win.
We made it way too interesting. Texas Wesleyan played great. They put a lot of pressure on us. We didn't have our A game today, and it was playing tough. It was very windy. Who knows? Maybe nerves. Maybe just like I said, not having our A game. But yeah, I was proud of him. We had a couple guys finish strong and kind of keep us in the lead. And so I was proud of him for that. You know, obviously I know they're frustrated because they didn't play as well as they'd like today. But you know, at the end of the day, our goal was to win this tournament, and that's what we did.
Being newbies to the tournament, the Stars got to experience everything Lamar's has to offer for the very first time. Coach Trimble says everything surrounding the tournament made it feel like a big deal and made it fun for his team.
We had a great experience. Obviously, playing well helps the experience, but had we not played well, we would have still had a great experience. It's fun when you get to a course in a smaller town and everyone kind of rallies around it, and you get lots of locals coming out and cheering it on, and it's just fun. It gives these guys an experience that they don't normally get in college, and so it's a lot of fun to see them just have some fans, and I think, you know, creates some nerves, so it was fun. We had a great time. Community was great. Got to go around to a couple good restaurants, so it was very, very fun.
With the rave review, we know that this first experience for Oklahoma City certainly won't be their last. Coach Trimble says every bit of the tournament lived up to what he had heard going into the tournament here in the last few months. He says the Stars will come back to Lamar's as much as we will continue having them.
I've just heard nothing but good things about it. And so when we are setting up our schedule, I just said, this is one that I'm going to try to make a priority. And luckily, Dan does a great job running it, and he had room for us, and so we were able to get in, and this is one that we will pencil in for as long as I'm going to be coaching. So it's just like I said, very fun experience, and yeah, it's like I said, guys playing well makes it a little more fun, but again, regardless of that, it was still a great experience.
The Oklahoma City men's golf team opened the season ranked number 18 in the country. Both of their season opening tournaments, including the one in Lamar's, have now ended in wins. The individual men's tournament was hotly contested all week as well, but it was Friends University's Trenton Nobles who won the title. He was four strokes under par in the first 18 holes, had to go even par on the second 18 holes, and was still in the lead on the second day. But weather conditions ended up being the biggest hurdle of the week. Nobles says in the end, it was all worth it.
The weather delay, we got through, I think it was four holes, and I think at that point I was still in the lead, and then they called a weather delay, and I was kind of got iced almost, and took about an hour to get for the storm to pass, and then the wind was also another factor today, too. It was blowing like 30 miles an hour, which was not helpful, not at all, because these greens are fast, a lot of dog legs where the wind's just off the right and the left.
Nobles had the opportunity to compete at the national tournament as a freshman with the Falcons in Mesa, Arizona, a couple of years ago. He has been on some pretty big stages in the sport of golf, yet he says walking up the final green at Willow Creek Golf Course made him nervous in trying to seal his win.
It feels good. It feels really good. I'm still kind of shaking a little bit, you know? I had like a 40-footer for birdie on the last, and I knocked it really close, so glad I didn't give myself like a 4-footer, 5-footer for par.
In the end, Nobles enjoyed his time in Lamar's and gave the tournament very high praise. He says it's one of the best tournaments the Falcons go to in their schedule.
This is a great city and with a lot of great people, and this tournament is very well run, and we appreciate everybody here, and we enjoy coming here every year.
Friends will be back for sure. They are ranked number 10 in the country to start the season, and they finished third as a team, missing out on the win by 14 strokes. It was a pleasure to have all those folks in Lamar's again. Can't wait to have them back in the coming years of the National Invitational Tournament, which will go into its seventh season coming up next year. Well, let's take a look now more locally at our KLEM sports schedule for today. As far as Plymouth County teams and their area conferences are concerned, we are just continuing with the golf theme here this week as Lamar's Community Boys Golf continues a very daunting schedule. This is their third meet in 4 days. They're heading to Sergeant Bluff today for the annual Sioux City meet with all of the Sioux City Metro schools, of course, including Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Lamar's competing in that. Best of luck to the Bulldogs as they continue a very tough week. Hopefully their legs hold out as this week goes along. Volleyball today, kind of a light schedule, but the Western Valley Conference is in full swing. That includes Kingsley Pearson at River Valley. MVAOCOU is at OABCIG in the Battle of the Alphabet Soup. Westwood is at Ridgeview. It's Woodbury Central at Siouxland Christian, and West Monona is at Lawton Bronson. And an MRAC non-conference volleyball, Sioux City West is at Storm Lake. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com, and follow us on Twitter as well at KLEM Sports. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.